This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
One of Ireland's favourite TikTokers and now a podcast host joins me for I Recommend, Shane McCarthy. You recently launched a Goal Out podcast, said I Said What I Said. Thanks for hopping on the show. Huge congratulations on the podcast.
Thank
first
you
of
for
all.
Having me.
How does it feel to be joining the Goal Out family with I Said What I Said?
So, do you know what? They actually literally already, even though we haven't been working together very long, literally feel like it's like a family dynamic, which I love. So I suppose I've already, like, for anyone that, like, doesn't know me, like, having my own podcast was, like, my first ever goal, and I've always wanted it. And I suppose I work with Goal Out being a guest on, say, other people's podcasts that they manage as well. So I literally couldn't be any happier. It's like a dream come true. Like, I still can't believe it, to be honest. Like, the thought of even my third episode coming up tomorrow, like, it just, it's like a dream.
The title alone is so you. It's so bold. It's so unapologetic. What does the title...
That's what I was going for.
Yes. What does it mean to you personally? I said what I said. How does it connect to you in
so
your
I
life?
So I suppose what I want with this podcast, right, I love being that funny person on social media, on Instagram and TikTok, of like the catchphrases and all that. But there is a lot more to me. Yes, if you want to go on my socials, you're going to see all of that. That will always be me, probably. But I suppose my podcast, it's not that it won't have that. And I suppose the first couple of episodes has touched on my catchphrases. But as the episodes go on, I want it to be like a side to me, maybe more of a sincere side, maybe speaking about things closer to my heart that I don't touch on social media. So it's going to be a whole other side to me that maybe a lot of people haven't seen ever before.
You've always been very open and proud about your identity as an Irish traveller. How has that shaped who you are and the stories that you tell as well, even maybe some of the future episodes in I Said What I Said?
So I love this question and thank you so much. So, like, I suppose, firstly, I start off by saying I'm a very proud Irish traveller, but I suppose, even looking back to when I first started social media, it was, I suppose, I find that it's becoming more normalised, female travellers starting to do content, not a lot in Ireland, but over in the UK. But even to this very day, I'm not saying I'm the only male Irish traveller creator, but I suppose it's not as much as I'd like to see. So I suppose it's still a bit different, but compared to when I started, there was a lot of, I suppose, like people like gossiping about it and not on the same boat as me. And I suppose what I find a lot in my community, or just in anyone, ethnicity, culture, religion, skin color, anything, there's a lot of misunderstanding and not enough education. So the same people that would have judged me, say, at the start of social media and stuff like that, are the same people now, because I suppose they're watching my videos. I'm learning them every day about different, whether it be sexuality and different things. And they're after coming around, you know. I truly believe that when people, it's a lot of misunderstanding and you have to learn and educate people. Do you know what I mean? So, I wouldn't change any part of my journey.
Representation, as you said, you know, it really matters. And you are...
It's important.
It is so important. And you are one of the few Irish travellers that are in the content creation business that we're seeing so prominently. What does that platform mean to you? And if there are any young people, but young travellers as well, that listen to you on this podcast, what message are you hoping to send them?
So I'll answer the first question first. So I suppose a lot of people might know, like, I suppose the deeper meaning behind my social media. I obviously struggled with mental health, anxiety, depression, like, for years of my life as a young child. And I suppose without people actually realizing it, and it might be the first time I'm ever saying this, is I suppose I struggle to get out of bed in the morning. And now that I'm a content creator and I know that I want to make content, which I enjoy doing, of course, like, that gives me a reason to wake up every day out of bed. I know it might sound cringy and silly, but like, having a purpose to get out of bed every morning, like, that's genuinely the biggest factor in it and why I love it so much. And I suppose the love I get online. And if there's anything that I could say to someone from any minority or any community, especially travelers in my own community, it would be that yes, you may be talked about, yes, you may be gossiped about when you want to chase your dream, but so what? Go for it. The worst that can happen is it doesn't work out when one door closes, another door opens, and go for it.
I feel like that's such invaluable advice for anybody 100%. Certainly listening. Like, it's brilliant. What is something you've learned about yourself in this new chapter? Have you learned anything, you know, about Shane himself?
Do you know what? There's a few things that I've learned, but I think the biggest thing that I've learned, I suppose, is I find with social media, obviously, it can be like a very fast-paced type of a thing and stuff like that. And I feel like I'm a very soft type of person. So I don't even know if this answers your question. But what I've learned about myself is that I'm well capable to set up boundaries. Like, I always thought that I found it hard to set up boundaries with anything in life. And I suppose now I'm after realizing that it's not as hard as I thought. And I'm well able to set those boundaries on any factor of my life right now.
That's a great thing to have learned, in fairness. You know, I feel like a lot of people are still trying to figure out how to set boundaries and how to implement them. And it's great, you know, to see that it can be done.
If I sacrifice your peace, adios, hasta la vista.
It's not worth it. Well, like, you've also said no topic is off limits in your podcast, from love and your social life and hair transplant and Chinese takeaways. The list goes on. What is, like, a one episode in particular or one topic that you're really excited for people to hear?
So it was actually like the dating stuff, because I never go on about dating. I'm like, I'm booking a library gathering dust and I have cobwebs, gonna proudly say that. But anyway, so I suppose the dating one, which came out already, but I also haven't, should I say it right? I'll give a little teaser. Is so in the next episode coming out, it will be basically me passing on stuff that I've learned as a creator and giving people tips to grow on social media, whether they're wanting to join or just passing on what I've learned myself, just to help anyone out that would have been in the same boat as me when I started it.
That's going to be an interesting. Yeah. I think that'll be, it's, you know, because there are so many people that are trying to get into that type of line of work and industry. You know, you have inspired a lot of young people to take chances on social media and to be themselves, can I just say? And what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about posting that first video but is very scared to do
it? Post it. Like, I cannot grasp this enough, right? Like, I'm even so happy that I'm even here on this, like, talking right now, able to say this, because going back last year, I probably would have feared that I'd even say this. So what if people talks about you? So what? So what if a million people shares it out? So what if it does good? It does bad? That, like, I suppose when you post that video, regardless of how it does, it's more of like an achievement within yourself that you even had the confidence and the courage to post it, regardless of the video itself and anything about it. It's, I suppose, just even being able to post it shows that you've grown within yourself to even build up to that point. That's even aside from the video. So post that video and go for it. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Honestly, go for it.
Speaking of growth, I think that you mentioned growth there, and you also referenced to, like, where you would have been this time, like, last year. My final question for you, what has been one moment that has made you stop and go, wow, all of this is really happening now in the present moment?
So there actually was two things that happened to me that made me feel emotion that I've never felt before, and just made me in, and I couldn't choose one above the other. So one would be the podcast. It's been my dream as a young child. I just didn't know it would be called the podcast. I knew that it'd be something to do with radio talking. Obviously, as podcasts become now a big thing, I knew that I was going to be a podcast. Didn't even know it was going to happen. So the podcast, because it's my one main dream, and I suppose winning the Stellar Award, because I suppose not only was I think the first person in my management nominated, if I'm not mistaken, but I was also the first traveller nominated, let alone winning it. So those two things, just, I hold close to my heart forever, honestly.
Well, I'm very happy for you that you got that award as well. And you've been such an inspiration for so many. And the very best of luck on the podcast. I can't wait to tune in myself. And Shane, I do hope you join us on iRadio's group chat again.
And thank you so much for having me. I appreciate y'all.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.